This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are officially underway with the opening ceremony in Beijing this morning. The ceremony began just after China's President Xi Jinping arrived. Some in the West are boycotting the Games because of human rights abuses in China. But the AP's Jackie Quinn reports most U.S. Olympians were planning to attend the opening ceremony this morning.
About 80% of the U.S. team's athletes signed up for today's opening ceremony at the Beijing Olympics, dimming any notion that they would skip the celebration in a show of protest. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says 177 of its 223 athletes wanted to go to the ceremony at the Bird's Nest. Not a single athlete who qualified chose not to come, leaving the political statements to the U.S. government, which will not send dignitaries to the Games, protesting China's human rights record and other issues.
Now to the monster winter storm here at home. The storm is targeting the Northeast today with heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. They may get a foot of snow in parts of New York and New England, but what worries forecasters is the ice that may coat areas of the Northeast. One National Weather Service meteorologist says snow is a lot easier to plow than ice. Ohio State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis tells WEWS-TV in Cleveland.
Working the roadways, we're obviously statewide, we're coming across issues in regard to weather, whether that be snow in the very north or ice in the middle of the state. Some of our posts down in the southern portion of the state are seeing a lot of high water issues. So troopers are busy all around the state.
The storm's expected to head out to sea tonight and tomorrow. At least one person from the U.S. is believed to be on board a small plane that may have crashed in Iceland this morning. They're looking for it. This is AP News. President Biden wants to end gun violence.
Enough is enough because we know we can do things about this.
With gun violence spiking across the country, President Joe Biden visited New York Thursday, one day after the funeral for the second of two New York City police officers who were shot and killed during a domestic violence call on January 21st.
Their loss for the city is also a loss for the nation.
Citing assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, Biden called on Congress to pass meaningful gun legislation.
There's no amendment. It's absolute. When the amendment was passed, it didn't say anybody can own a gun and any kind of gun and any kind of weapon.
Nationwide, 32 officers have been shot with 7 killed in the line of duty so far this year. I'm Mike Gracia.
Britain is preparing to celebrate 70 years with Queen Elizabeth on the throne. She was proclaimed queen on February 6, 1952. Elizabeth is 95 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.